Alright, in this lesson we're building a dark riser for a jungle and old school DNB breakdown in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making some generic festival whoosh. We want something that feels tense, gritty, a little dangerous, and proper tuned for ragga elements, dark side rollers, and old school amen energy. The riser should build pressure without stealing the whole track. It should feel like the room is tightening up right before the drop comes back in and smashes. So the big idea here is simple. We're going to make a 4-bar transition sound using stock Ableton devices, then polish it so it sits like it belongs in a real jungle arrangement. First, set up the space in your arrangement. Find the last 4 bars before the drop and loop that section. If you can, take the kick and sub bass out of the breakdown, or at least strip them down a lot. That gives the riser room to breathe. In jungle and old school DNB, contrast is everything. If everything is full all the time, nothing feels heavy when the drop returns. So think of the breakdown as a reset. Let the upper stuff talk. Let the low end wait its turn. Now let's make the main riser sound. You can use Waveatable or Operator. If you want a classic synth style build, Waveatable is a great place to start. Load it onto a new MIDI track and choose something simple like a saw or square wave, or a noisy Waveatable if you've got one that feels rougher. Keep the patch fairly basic. You do not need a huge complicated sound here. In fact, a simple source is better because the automation will do the heavy lifting. If you want something more stripped back and old school, Operator works really well too. Assign bass tone, or anything that can be pushed into a more textured, almost noisy feel, can give you that raw jungle character. Hold one long MIDI note for the full 4 bars. Usually something around C3 to C4 is a good starting point, but use your ears. If it feels too tonal, lower it or layer in a noise element later. Next, we shape the movement with auto filter. Put auto filter after the synth and start with a low pass filter. A cutoff somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz is a nice starting point, with a bit of resonance to help the filter speak. Not too much, though. We want tension, not harsh squeal. Then automate the cutoff over the 4 bars. Start very closed in bar 1. Open it slowly in bar 2. Make the rise more obvious in bar 3. And by bar 4, let it get close to fully open. That gradual opening is what makes the riser feel like it's actually climbing somewhere. This is one of the key beginner mistakes to avoid, opening the filter too fast. If the riser reveals itself too early, the listener loses anticipation. You want the first half to feel subtle. Let it sneak in, not shout immediately. Now add pitch automation for extra urgency. If you're using Waveatable, you can automate oscillator pitch or global pitch upward across the 4 bars. Keep it subtle unless you want a more exaggerated effect. If you're using Operator, a gradual pitch rise of around 7 to 12 semitones over the whole riser can work really well. In jungle and old school DNB, subtle pitch movement often sounds better than a huge dramatic lift. It feels more musical, more intentional, and less like a preset effect. Once the movement is there, it's time to rough it up a bit with saturator. Put saturator after the filter. Bring the drive up a little, maybe around 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. This is where the sound gets denser and more aggressive. That extra harmonic grit helps the riser cut through the mix, especially in DNB where the drums and bass can be fast, busy, and heavy. The riser has to survive against all that energy, so giving it some harmonic edge helps it stay audible on smaller speakers too. After that, add reverb for space and drama. You can use it directly on the track or, if you want more control, send it to a return track. For a beginner, either method is fine. Start with a decay somewhere between 3 and 7 seconds, a short pre-delay, and a dry/wet mix that stays fairly controlled. You don't want the whole thing drowning in wash. The goal is atmosphere, not a blurry mess. A good trick is to automate the reverb amount so it grows toward the end of the riser, then cut it quickly before the drop. That way, the tension stretches right up to the edge, and then the mix clears for impact. Then we add echo. This is where the riser starts to feel dubby and ghostly. Set the delay to something synced like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep feedback moderate, and darken the repeats. For dark DNB, bright shiny delay can feel too clean. You want the echoes to feel deep, shadowy, and a bit underground. You can even automate the feedback slightly upward in the last bar so the tail blooms just before the drop, then cut it hard. That's a classic tension move. The sound builds, hangs for a second, and then disappears so the drop lands with more force. Now clean up the low end with EQ8. This part matters a lot. High pass the riser, so it's out of the sub range, usually somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the sound. If there are any ugly low mid bumps, gently carve those out too. A riser should almost never fight the sub-bass unless you're doing it on purpose for a special effect. In old-school and raggy-influenced DNB, the breakdown feels huge because the low end is controlled. That leaves space for the drop to feel massive when it comes back. Use utility next for gain and width control. If the chain is getting too hot, pull the level down. Riser chains can get loud fast because you've stacked saturation, reverb, and delay. Keep an eye on your gain staging so the mix doesn't explode before the drop. You can also widen the top end a little if the sound feels too narrow, but keep the lower part centered. That helps the riser feel wide without losing focus. Now for one of the most effective tricks. Add a second layer. This is where the riser stops sounding like a preset and starts sounding like part of a real track. You can layer white noise, vinyl crackle, a reversed cymbal, a chopped break fragment, or even a bit of jungle ambience. A simple stock method is to use operator with noise, run it through auto filter, automate the cutoff upward, and add a touch of saturation. Keep that layer low in the mix. You're not trying to steal the show. You're just adding texture and movement, like a little environment building up around the main sound. If you want to push it even further, try a pre-drop tail or reverse hit at the end. A reversed cymbal works great. Put it in the last half bar or last bar, filter it so it doesn't clash, and let the reverb give it extra drama. Or use a short impact hit, like a stab or a jungle-style crash, to clearly mark the drop. Another great option is to let the echo tail swell, and then cut the audio just before the drop. That creates a little vacuum effect, and the drop hits harder because of the sudden empty space. When you automate this whole thing, think in energy stages. Bar 1 should feel filtered, narrow, and quiet. Bar 2 should open up a bit. Bar 3 should get more active, dirtier, and brighter. Bar 4 should be the peak, maximum tension, more tail, more space, and a clear path into the drop. The key is smooth automation. DNB transitions usually feel best when they rise steadily rather than jumping around in a random way. There are a few common mistakes to watch for. One is making the riser too bright too soon. Another is using too much low end. Another is overdoing reverb so the whole thing turns to mush. And another big one is making the riser too clean for jungle or ragga DNB. If it feels sterile, bring in saturation, noise, or a bit of distortion. You want character. You want grime. You want a sound that feels like it belongs in a warehouse, not just a polished pop buildup. A good pro move is to think in layers of energy instead of one giant FX sound. Maybe the first half is narrow and gritty. Then the second half gets brighter and wider. Maybe a break slice comes in under the synth. Maybe a vocal ghost or chant slowly opens up in the top end. That kind of layered transition feels much more authentic in jungle and old-school DNB than a single generic sweep. If you want to practice this properly, try building three versions of the same riser. Make one clean and atmospheric. Make one dirtier and more jungle-focused with noise or break slices. And make one with a ragga or vocal texture, maybe using a reversed vocal snippet and some dubby echo. Then test all three against your drums and bassline. You'll quickly hear which one makes the drop feel biggest and which one fits the track best. So the recap is this. Start filtered and restrained. Automate the rise, add saturation for grit. Use reverb and echo for space. Clean the low end, and make sure the riser leads cleanly into the drop. In drum and bass, especially jungle and rag-influenced styles, transitions are part of the groove. They're not just filler. They're what makes the energy feel like it's moving forward. Keep it dark. Keep it controlled. Let the tension do the talking. And when that drop comes back in, it should feel like the track just snapped back to life.